Today's Locked On Reds is brought to you by Built Bar. Now's a pretty good time to crack open a Built Bar. I'm talking about the snack that won't leave you feeling like you just had some kind of bad snack food. Check out Built Bar, that is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Head on over to their website, builtbar.com. You'll see all the many flavors that they've got. They've got so many chocolate flavors, a whole bunch of fruit flavors, and for those that have nut allergies, their bars without nuts are produced in a facility that is completely separate, so you don't have to worry about those allergies. Check out BuiltBar.com and enter the promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off your next order. Built Bar has all of the great stats with 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of fat, and up to 17 grams of protein. It's the snack that's going to leave you feeling satisfied and not like you just ate a bunch of junk. Head on over to BuiltBar.com with the promo code LOCKEDON and get 20% off your next order.
You are Locked On Reds, your daily Cincinnati Reds podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The 2020 season did not quite go as planned for Reds fans as the playoffs ended abruptly in the wild card round. Now the Reds are left to pick up the pieces during the offseason and fix a lineup that was the worst in Major League Baseball. How are they going to do it? What are they going to do? Rumors, transactions, news, all here on the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Carr. Let's go!
What's up, Reds fans, and welcome in to the Locked On Reds podcast. On today's episode, we're going to do a look back at some of the different highlights from interviews of 2020. I've got a bunch of different ones. I got some highlights from when I talked to Yid. I got some highlights when I talked to Sam LaCure. Got Ryan Meyer. Got a bunch of different things going on in this episode. But before we get to that, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast. That way you don't miss anything. If you didn't get a chance, check out my interview with Brandon Bailey earlier on this week. That was a lot of fun talking to him. Brand new bullpen guy for the Reds. He had a lot of great stuff. Also, we've got lots more news and rumors and all that good stuff coming this offseason. You're not going to miss any of that. So subscribe on whatever podcasting platform you're currently listening to, and then follow me on Twitter at Jeff Carr with 3 F's, and follow the show at Locked On Reds, and save the Locked On Reds line number into your phone at 513-549-0159. We'll have comments, reactions, questions, whatever you've got. Coming up here in a few days, we'll do another Jeff's Junk Mail segment, so get your questions in, whatever you got. We're still talking about what the core of the Reds are. I mean, we got Joey Votto, who's got no trade clause. He's not moving anywhere. I think Eugenio Suarez is definitely a part of this core, even though his name has come up in rumors. Who else do we got? Add him in there and let me know on the Locked On Reds line or on Twitter. All right, so let's jump into these clips. So last year I had the chance to talk with quite a few people, and that's really probably my favorite thing about doing this podcast is getting to meet different people, talking to different people, and just talking about Reds baseball. And I got the chance to talk with Yid about a bunch of different memories he had working with Marty and a bunch of different stuff. One of the funnier things, though, and one of the more insightful things we talked about is when things go wrong in the broadcast booth. Or like in this story, when you're on your way to the broadcast booth.
Oh, no. Believe me, plenty went wrong. Plenty went wrong, starting with the fact that they played the series in Pittsburgh, and I drove up there in the station van with, of all people, Andy Furman, if I don't know if you remember him or not, and we had a flat tire in the middle of the highway on this van, and here I am laying underneath a van in the high-speed lane or on the shoulder, changing a tire while cars are whizzing by about 85 miles an hour. It was very scary. And then we finally got to Pittsburgh, and it was downhill for that, except I do remember screwing something up for the star of the game show. The mic went out. The mic was working before the game, but when we got to the star of the game show with Nuxall, it didn't work. So we didn't have a star of the game show that first night. Something went screwy. So you do remember that. I tend to remember my mistakes more than my successes. Unfortunately,
I then asked him to kind of tell me what it feels like to have to work on a mistake, have to fix a mistake or something like that. And it was kind of funny because this is before I started working at the radio station, before I figured out what that feeling's like. And I can definitely confirm his feeling on this, because I agree to feel the exact same way whenever things are going a little awry at the radio.
It's terrifying. And you've got to just, you know, I've been through it enough now. That doesn't make it any easier, but you stay a little calmer. That's the biggest thing. You have to pinpoint what goes wrong, and you can't always do that quickly. And so those guys are on the air. And that's the one thing I learned early on, is when there's a problem, don't tell Marty, because then it's worse. Then he's turning around screaming instead of just go on like everything's fine. And so, it really is terrifying. You're kind of like, okay, we're off the air. How can I get a backup? And there's always, you know, more often than not, you have a backup. So if you got to get the backup running first, even if it doesn't sound great. And there's been times where, you know, you the last resort is you hand them the telephone. I'm not sure I had to do that with Reds baseball, but I have done that with other sports. I know I did that with basketball, where something went down, you just hand the announcers the phone and say, start talking until I get it fixed. So, you know, getting everything on the air is goal number one. You worry about the little stuff as soon as you're back on the air, and then you kind of pinpoint the problem after that.
That was a fun chat with you. That was April 15th was the full conversation, if you want to go back and check that out if you missed it. But it was a lot of fun talking with Yid about his memories working with Marty and working on Reds baseball. And then we kind of got into what we thought about the season and all that good stuff. So, all right, coming up here in just a minute, I got some fun stuff with Sam LaCure, asking him about what it's like to pitch 3 days in a row as a reliever. But first, let's talk about a little bit of sports wagering. Done right and responsibly, you can make some money and have some fun. And the best place to do that is betonline.ag, the official sportsbook of the Locked On Podcast Network. Head on over there. They've got all the sports that you can think of, whether it be college or professional. You can check out NFL. You've got the playoffs coming up with that. Plenty of college basketball and NBA and NHL if you're a big hockey fan. BetOnline.ag has all of those sports and more, so check them out. Go over and set up your profile and enter the promo code LOCKEDON to get a 50% deposit bonus. That's BetOnline.ag and the promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% deposit bonus. Check them out. Very easy to use website to get to the sport, the game, the team that you want to wager on. That's betonline.ag. And now that we are firmly within the grasp of winter, I'm sure your car is telling you it needs a little bit of work. Maybe you need a battery, maybe you need some brakes or something like that, some wipers, but you don't really want to get out. You don't really want to go down to the store on the corner and walk in and buy all that stuff. You can have your parts delivered right to your door. Check out rockauto.com. They've got all the parts that your car will ever need, and they've got amazing prices too. When it comes to the quality of parts, they've got all of your favorite brands, and they're not going to break the bank as you look to do some work on your car this winter. Whether you've got an old beater or a brand new mid-engine Corvette, Rock Auto's got all the parts for you. Check him out. Go to rockauto.com. And in the checkout section in the How'd You Hear About Us area, type in Locked On to let them know that your pal Jeff from the Locked On Reds podcast sent you. That's rockauto.com. And in the checkout section, type in Locked On. So last year at the end of May, I got the chance to talk with Bronson and then Sam LaCure on back-to-back days. We were looking back. This was during the period of time where we didn't really have a whole lot of baseball to talk about since everything was shut down. There really wasn't any sort of transaction news or rumors or anything like that going on. So we just started looking back in history and looking back at different teams and stuff like that. And I was able to get both those guys on. They were both on the 2012 Reds team that made the playoffs, won the division. And we talked a lot about that year. That was on May 28th and May 29th of last year for the full conversation with both those guys. But With Sam, I had some different questions, obviously, since he was coming from the point of view of a reliever. And one thing I've always wondered, I was always curious, and still am always curious, how relief pitchers approach pitching 3 days in a row. Because we as fans, we always hear from broadcasters, like, whenever a guy gets brought out of the bullpen and maybe it's his third or fourth day in a row, it's like, oh, man, he's got to be tired. He's got to be whooped by now. And they're asking him to go out here and pitch some more. And Sam had a great response.
I think it's, you know, I think it's where you, a lot of it is where you are mechanically. You know, I think that if your mechanics are fluid and you feel really in tune with everything that's happened to your body, it feels easier. It feels easier for me to throw 90 miles an hour. You know, when I'm in tune with my mechanics, I don't have to put a lot of effort into it. It's just things come together, and then at the time where it's explosion, you explode, but you don't have to force yourself to explode. You just get yourself in the right position, and it does. So when you're going like that, for me, it was okay because I wasn't, you know, I didn't need to be able to throw it through a brick wall to get guys out. That's not how I survived. You know, for guys that are the power throwers and, you know, the high velocities and all those things, guys really torquing sliders, it may be a little bit different, but that there was, you know, few days, if ever, that I actually went and said, I can't pitch today. Like, I need the day off. I always felt like I could get somebody out because I was just slinging poop up there anyway. You know what I mean? I was just putting it in a good place. So, but yeah, I mean, but on the flip side of that, if you're not feeling very good, you know, with your mechanics and you're out of whack and you're probably going through a time when you're struggling a little bit where you're missing with something or whatever the pitch is because you aren't mechanically sound, then those are the tougher ones to pitch on because you're out there and you're trying to find it, you're trying to get outs, and you're trying to not hurt yourself, so you're making, you know, adjustments with your body so your arm or your groin or whatever it is doesn't hurt. It's not always your arm, your obliques, your, you know, your back. Maybe you got off a plane in a hotel bed. I mean, there's a lot of things where, you know, and I'm not one to make excuses for guys, definitely not myself, because you should be able to get yourself prepared to play any given night. I mean, people ask me all the time, did you play golf while you were playing? I was like, man, I needed to be ready to go at, you know, at 7 o'clock, even when I was a reliever, because I may have been the first guy coming in there. You know, I need to be ready to go, and I need to be at peak, you know, peak physical condition for whatever that is. That may be 80%, but I need to be able to get to 80% by the time, you know, somebody needs me. So, yeah, it's, you know, again, like I said, it's a little bit different for everybody, and I think that kind of freaks some people out. They want it to be the same. Cloth, this is the recipe, and this is the player that you get, and that's just not the case.
Like I said, that was May 29th. I got the chance to talk with Sam LaCure. That was a fun conversation, looking back on 2012 and just talking about pitching in general. And then the last one I want to look at today is a highlight. I got the chance to talk with Ryan Meyer, who is a team photographer for the Reds, and that was a lot of fun. We talked a lot about the team photo because there was that picture of him, if you remember, that was on Twitter. He was like up on a ladder trying to get the right angle and all this other stuff. And he even mentioned in the interview that Major League Baseball allotted 10 minutes for the team photo. Think of how many people you got to get in the right place in 10 minutes. I mean, that's a lot of thinking and way more than I want to do. But I also have the question. You always see camera men and different photographers and all that stuff in the camera wells, and I wondered if it's competitive to get the perfect spot in those camera wells.
No, it's pretty much, they're pretty wide open. In Cincinnati, we have a pretty generous sized photo wells, so it's not like we all have to go there. And it's one of those things to where there's not like one key well, you know what I mean? Because you can get different things. It just depends on what you need from different angles. You know what I mean? So it's, if you're early innings, a lot of the guys are in the outside wells by the bases, because depending on who's pitching, you're trying to get that shot, you know, them pulling back the classic shot. But then after that, once you kind of get those, it's always kind of cool. You know, because if you're in the inside well by home plate, you know, say that, you know, when Suarez comes up or Winker and they do their big jump, if you're there, that's cool. But then also, too, if you're in that outside one, you get Suarez and, like, last year Dietrich, those guys would sit there and, you know, they'd yell and do all that stuff. So it's really just kind of a calculation and just kind of a feeling, you know, because you can move in between innings. And so one of the things that you really do, depending on what you need, is you look at the lineup, you look at who's pitching to see, you know, it's a righty, a lefty, if you want that shot of the batter or if you want the shot of the pitcher. So it's, you know, kind of a lot goes into it based on what your needs are.
You can check out that full conversation back for the podcast on September 25th. It was a lot of fun getting to talk with Ryan. I've talked to a couple photographers now. I've got to keep talking to more different photographers. It's a lot of fun to talk with them about baseball and about the Reds as well. Kareem Elgazar was on the show, I think it was earlier last year as well. But that's really going to do it for us. And I know that you're thinking, Jeff, we're in a new year. Stop looking back at 2020. And we are. That's the last episode that we're going to look back on the best of 2020. Here on out, we're looking to the future. We're talking about this coming season. We're talking about where the Reds are going. Rumors, transactions, everything is starting back up next week. We're going to get back into some player reviews as well from the 2020 season. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to the podcast. That's going to do it for us today.
Let's go, Reds. Hey.